KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We bid you good evening, everyone. From Conestoga High School, about 3 miles west of Murray, Nebraska, we're located tonight along Highway 1. And first things first, let's get the weather addressed and talk about it a little bit. They've had about 2 to 3 inches of new snow this afternoon here at Murray. Winds are blowing out of the north-northwest, 20 to 25 miles an hour. I came into Conestoga from the west off of Highway 50, if you're familiar with Highway 1, as they call the Murdoch Corner, and the north lane was already drifted shut as I pulled in here about an hour ago. I did meet a snowplow just when I got to Conestoga that was westbound, so hopefully they're opening it back up. A very sparse crowd on hand here. I counted them. There are 8 Fall City fans here, some hardy souls. 12 people across the way from Conestoga here for this basketball game. But we're going to play basketball. Girls varsity up first, followed by the boys game. Scheduled to tip off here at the top of the hour. Fortunately, we are starting about an hour and a half early, so we hope to get out of here before the weather deteriorates too much more. The good news is, the activity director here at Conestoga tells me that according to his sources, this snow is all supposed to stop in about another hour to an hour and a half. So maybe if it stops snowing, it won't be so bad going back as it was coming up. Because visibility, folks, it was not good. Anyway, we're here. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play tonight here at Conestoga. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. We'll take a look now at the starting lineup for this game. First of all, for the Conestoga Cougars, they're coached by head coach Mark Skiles. He'll go with Danny Ahrens. She is a senior. Davida Garrett is a junior. Grace Rodas is a freshman. Ayla Garrett, a sophomore. And Alyssa Batt, who is a junior. The Lady Cougars are 2-10 on the year thus far, at 2-10 on the season. Now the starting lineup for your Lady Tigers from Fall City. They're coached by head coach Andy Armbruster. We'll go with Ava Armbruster. She's a 5'5" senior. Isabel Armbruster, a junior at 5'6". Ashley Kirkendall, 5'7", and a senior. Emily Vitosh, a senior at 5'7". And to round out the starting five for coach Armbruster is Caitlin Kirkendall. Kirkendall, 5'7", and a junior. The Lady Tigers are 5-7 on the year, trying to get back closer to that 500 mark tonight here at Conestoga. A couple of minutes away here yet. We still have to have the introduction of starting lineups. We need to do our national anthem. That's all coming up. A reminder, this is a doubleheader we've got for you tonight, girls and boys. Boys game to follow this one. We hope to tip that boys game off around 6:30 if we keep this one moving right along, and we'll have both of those games for you. So right now, we're going to step aside and take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the opening tip-off after this 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Conestoga High School, just west of Murray, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gattuno with you as we're getting set for the first half of our doubleheader tonight here on KTNC. The Fall City Tigers on the road taking on the Conestoga Cougars. We do have a programming announcement for you. Information, tomorrow night we had intended to bring you the Johnson-Brock game with Exeter Milligan Friend. That was going to be over on Sunny 101.3. They moved that game from tomorrow night to tonight in an effort to try and miss the bad weather. That didn't work out so well for them, but they are playing at Johnson-Brock tonight. So we will not have that previously announced broadcast coming up tomorrow night as we had intended. What we will have for you, though, is here on KTNC tomorrow night. John Nixon will be on the air with the Pawnee City Indians. They will be traveling to Fall City to take on the Sacred Heart Irish. That game will be played at the Rec in Fall City. Girls game scheduled around 6 o'clock, boys at about 7:30. That'll be Pawnee City and Fall City Sacred Heart tomorrow night here on KTNC. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one. All right, we've completed the introduction of starters. Again, quickly for the Tigers, Ava Armbruster, Isabel Armbruster, Ashley Kirkendall, Emily Vitosh, and Caitlin Kirkendall stepping in to jump it up. For the Lady Tigers will be Ashley Kirkendall. She'll be in the center. She'll jump it against Grace Rodas, the official about to set in. I noticed that our official must be a trumpet player because all through the national anthem, he had his fingers on his chest and he was fingering the national anthem on a B-flat trumpet. I'd recognize it anywhere. Funny the things you see. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by the Lady Cougars. Conestoga with the basketball. Danny Ahrens at the top of the key. Ball City opens it a man-to-man defense. Ahrens gives the ball off to Gravett, and Garrett, that is. Garrett lost the handle on it. The ball is loose. Here's the steal. Ava Armbruster on the fast break decides to back it out and set up the offense. A 2-3 zone defense here from Conestoga as we open things up. Lady Tigers with the basketball. They play it onto the baseline. Driving lane up off the basket doesn't go. Try for follow shot won't go. That put up by Izzy Armbruster. She went 0-for-2 under the basket. Couldn't get it to fall. The ball is tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by the Cougars. It'll be Lady Tigers basketball. Inbound it into Izzy Armbruster in the corner, up to Ava Armbruster, top of the key. Baseline left side, Ashley Kirkendall. There's Armbruster with a long three that's up and off the rim, doesn't go. The rebound at Ava Garrett. Fast break, driving lane at the other end. Shot is up and good. Getting the basket is Grace Rodas, and that puts Conestoga up 2-0 here. The foul, we'll see who it's going to be called on in a moment as the official comes to the scorer's table. This foul is going to be put on Emily Vitosh as they aren't posting it here. Vitosh picks up her first personal, and that's team foul number one. The free throw is up. It rims off and will not go down for Grace Rodas, and it'll be Fall City with the rebound. Kirkendall into forecourt on the right wing. Caitlin Kirkendall handles the ball. Around to the top of the key to Armbruster. Izzy Armbruster. They try to lob it inside looking for Vitosh. Ball is tipped away. A foul is going to be called down in the corner. Apparently, they're not going to post the fouls on the scoreboard here. That's unfortunate. Foul is going to be called on Davida Garrett. On Garrett, her first personal, first team foul on the Cougars. Fall City's basketball. They inbound it on the baseline. Left side, Izzy Armbruster. Up to Ava Armbruster, top of the key. Kirkendall, jump shot, left side up and off, no good. A struggle for the rebound, taken down by Danny Ahrens. Ahrens clears the ball down court quickly, gets it to Ayla Garrett. Back it comes to Ahrens. Danny holds the ball in the corner. Now dishes off to Ayla Garrett once again. They play catch with it on the left wing. Ayla Garrett at the top of the key, picks up her dribble, a cross-court pass to the far side, Davida Garrett. to Vita Garrett. On the baseline, a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Emily Vitash. That'll be Emily's second personal, team foul number two on the Lady Tigers. Delaney Godeman will check into the lineup now for Fall City in replacing Emily Vitash, who comes out with two quick fouls here for the Lady Tigers. 6:33 to play in the first quarter. It's 2-0. Conestoga with the lead. Ladies have the basketball. Isla Garrett to the left wing. Back to the top of the circle. Danny Ahrens on the dribble. Picked up her dribble. Feeds it again to Ayla Garrett. Ayla tries to back into traffic. Here's a long three from the left corner up and off. No good. Put up by Davida Garrett. And the rebound comes down to Delaney Godeman. Down court fast in a hurry. Kirkendall has the ball knocked away from her. Caitlin Kirkendall had it stolen with a steal. Danny Ahrens. Danny Ahrens court across the timeline on the left elbow. She's double-teamed. Lost her dribble. Oh, almost walked with the ball. Handed the ball to the right side to Davida Garrett. Driving layup for Davida Garrett. The junior got the lay-in. Makes it 4-0. Timeout taken on the floor. Fall City. 5:50 to play here in the first quarter. 4-0. Lady Tigers trail. We're back in 30 seconds on KTMC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you have done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and
107.1
FM.
We welcome you back to Conestoga High School. 4-0 your score. Conestoga Lady Cougars out to an early lead here over the Lady Tigers. As we said in the pregame, the Lady Cougars 2-10 on the year. Fall City at 5-7. I saw Conestoga play in the Weeping Water Holiday Tournament, and they weren't much of a match for HTRS on that particular afternoon. HTRS's Jalen McNeely dumped in 29 points that afternoon on Conestoga, and that pretty much told the story of how that ball game went. HTRS with the easy win. Right now, though, they're out to a 40-0 lead on Fall City. Full court pressure being applied. Tigers rake the press into forecourt. Ashley Kirkendall into the corner right side. Delaney Godeman. Godeman handles the basketball. Across court pass to the far side. Izzy Armbruster. Top of the circle, Ashley Kirkendall, lob pass right side, Ava Armbruster, she dribbles to the corner, down deep, hands it into the corner baseline right side, ball is tipped away for a moment, loose on the floor, everybody going after it, and is stolen right back by Delaney Godeman. Godeman, to Caitlin Titus on the right elbow, Titus holds the basketball, feeds it into traffic, inside the paint, handling the ball, Delaney Godeman, back up to the top of the circle, Ava Armbruster. Around the horn, Izzy Armbruster into the corner left wing. They hand it again to Delaney Godeman. This is Ava Armbruster. Near side, Izzy Armbruster feeds into traffic. No shot there. Top of the key, open look, long three off the back of the iron. The shot put up by Delaney Godeman. The rebound to Titus. Back out it comes to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster for three. It's off the back of the iron, doesn't go. And the rebound is taken down by Alyssa Batt. Batt with a down court pass to Danny Ahrens. Ahrens goes around the defender. Ava Armbruster picks it up on the man-to-man defense. To the top of the circle, hand the ball out to Ayla Garrett. Ayla Garrett with a little handoff to Davida Garrett. Davida goes to the corner, right side driving lay-in, up and good. Grace Rodas with the lay-in. Rodas now with the 4 points, and it's 6-0 our score. Conestoga on top. Godeman, jump shot, right side, in and out off the iron. Rebound, Fall City, follow shot, put back up and good by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall with the first 2 points of the night for the Lady Tigers. It's 6-2, 4:01 to play in the first quarter here at Conestoga. Into forecourt, long down court pass to Vita Garrett. Feeds it to the baseline, ball is stolen away. Ava Armbruster gets it out to Izzy Armbruster. She was ahead of him for a minute. Izzy feeds back to Ava. Ava at the free throw line. Godeman, long three. Delaney Godeman hits the three from the top of the circle. Makes it 6-5. Fall City back within one now. They trailed 6-0. 3:34 to play in the first quarter. We're live at Conestoga High School on a snowy southeast Nebraska night. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:29 to play in the first quarter. 6-5. Conestoga up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Conestoga High School. The Falls City Lady Tigers and the Lady Cougars of Conestoga doing battle. 6-5 our score. Conestoga up by one with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Conestoga's basketball in the paint. A little shot is up and off. It doesn't go. Izzy Armbruster with the rebound. Outlet pass to Ava Armbruster. Ava Armbruster down court with it. Baseline right side. Underneath Godeman. Now back to the top of the key. Kirkendall kicks it to the near side. Ava Armbruster to the top of the circle. Titus with the ball. Baseline right side. Jump shot in the corner. Up and off. Wouldn't go. Over the top. Rebound is going to be pulled down by Ashley Kirkendall. Up to Titus. Top of the key. A cross court pass to the far side. Ava Armbruster resets the offense. Armbruster into the corner. Caitlin Kirkendall with the ball. Caitlin high lob pass to Titus at the top of the key. Caitlin Titus with the ball. Titus holds it between the rings, top of the circle to Ava Armbruster. Baseline, Ashley Kirkendall. Jump shot 12 feet away. Got it. Ashley Kirkendall with her second bucket of the night makes it 7-6, and Falls City with their first lead of the evening. On the baseline, driving lay-in up and good. Very quickly answering is Davida Garrett. That puts Conestoga right back on top, 8-7. A minute 43 to play here now in the first quarter. A one-point Conestoga lead. Ava Armbruster lobs to the corner left side. Baseline, Kirkendall handles it. Caitlin Kirkendall back to the top of the key again is Caitlin Titus. Titus holds the ball between the rings at the top of the circle. She plays catch on the left elbow with Delaney Godeman. Here's Ava Armbruster for three. Misses everything. Rebound brought down by Davida Garrett. Down court pass in a hurry to Danny Ahrens. Ahrens hands the ball off to Isla Garrett. She'll travel with the ball. Substitutes back into the ballgame now. Izzy Armbruster back into the game for Falls City. Onto the floor is Olivia Poston for the first time tonight for Conestoga. Poston into the ballgame. Got another sub in there we'll pick up in a minute. Also in is Isabel Boland for the first time, a freshman. Boland checks in. Delaney Godeman, the Kirkendall in the corner. Top of the circle, Titus with the ball once again. Caitlin Titus. Left wing, bounce pass into the corner, under the basket, nothing there. Titus had an open look, didn't take it. Oh, tried to put a bounce pass to Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley wasn't ready for it, and the ball got away out of bounds on the baseline. 51 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-7, Conestoga with a one-point lead. Lady Cougars very patiently down court. Danny Ahrens on the dribble. Ahrens across the timeline, picked up by Armbruster. Izzy Armbruster has her defensively in the man-to-man, checking off on the defense. Now to Danny Ahrens with the ball. Danny picks up her dribble, gives it inside, hands it to Olivia Poston in the paint. Fight for a loose ball, coming up to the left side with a long three. The shot is up and off, no good, and the rebound taken down and cleared out by Delaney Godeman. Godeman, outlet pass up to Ashley Kirkendall, brings it into forecourt. Delaney Godeman, right side, top of the key, Titus around the horn. In the paint, baseline left side, little jump shot up and good. Nice job of working the basketball to that baseline on the left side, and getting the two-pointer there was Caitlin Kirkendall, her first bucket. At the buzzer, Falls City up by 1-9-8 after one quarter. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trust,
wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert & Dunn LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and plan the best plan for you. Halbert & Dunn provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert & Dunn LLC in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, after one quarter here at Conestoga, the Falls City Tigers hold a one-point advantage, 9-8 our score. Apparently, we're only going to play a 7-minute and 59-second quarter this time instead of an 8-minute quarter. They set the clock at 7:59 for whatever reason. Those will just start at 1 second late. That's what they'll do. Okay. Well, it's cold out there. All right, Falls City will have the basketball. We move into the second quarter. In the paint, here's a turnaround jump shot. Put out by Ashley Kirkendall, partially blocked, fast break the other direction, chasing the basketball down in the corner. Danny Ahrens. Ahrens feeds it underneath, off the glass, shot is up and good by Alyssa Bat. Bat with her first 2 points of the night. Now a steal on the inbound pass, the ball got away, a whistle, we're going to have a foul call on the baseline against the Tigers. We have to watch the official carefully here because they're not posting it. Foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Falls City. Waiting for the inbound pass on the baseline for Conestoga, all the way to the top of the key. That's Grace Rodas with the ball. Rodas is going to be called for an offensive foul. Rodas took off to the right side of the free throw lane and ran one of the defenders down. She'll be called for the offensive foul. That is her first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Cougars. 10-9, Conestoga up by one. Opening minute of play here in the second quarter. All the way in for a driving lay-in off the glass, up and good by Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley has 6 points now for the Lady Tigers. Pressure being applied by Falls City. They break the press easily. The ball gets away out of bounds, but Falls City touched it last, so the basketball will stay with the Cougars. Inbounding it on the corner, DeVita Garrett, baseline right side of her own basket. Into Ahrens. Ahrens, high skip pass across court to Ayla Garrett. Jump shot in the paint. Ayla Garrett couldn't get it. Rebound taken down by Falls City's Ashley Kirkendall, and she will be fouled as Kirkendall got that rebound. This foul is going to be called on Alyssa Batt. On Batt, that is her first personal, team foul number two of the quarter. There they posted that one on the scoreboard. That's the first time they've put the player foul up there tonight. Getting the hang of it now. At the top of the circle with the ball is Izzy Armbruster around the horn. Kirkendall in the corner right side. Skip pass across Izzy Armbruster for three. Came up short, missed everything with the rebound. Ayla Garrett. Ayla lost a handle on it for a minute. It was tipped. Around the horn it comes to DeVita Garrett. Now Ahrens tries to go to the left side baseline. She's trapped down there. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Cougars. Conestoga will keep possession of the basketball. 6.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 11-10, Falls City up by one. Back into the lineup, Emily Vichosh checks back into the lineup. Vichosh will come in to replace Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley will take a breather. Inbounding the pass, DeVita Garrett. DeVita Garrett tosses into Grace Rodas. Rodas driving layup up off, no good, and the rebound is taken away by Delaney Godeman. Outlet pass to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster sets the offense around the horn to the left side to Carly Dunkus, who's in the lineup now. Dunkus pass into the corner of Vichosh. Back up to Dunkus on the left elbow. Across court pass in the paint. Ball tipped away. Coming up with it is Vichosh. Vichosh feeds it to the corner. Armbruster open look three. Couldn't get it. Ava Armbruster missed everything. Fast break coming in the other direction. Trying to get the lay-in on the baseline. The ball goes out of bounds. Off of Falls City. It'll belong to Conestoga. Getting set to check back in is Ashley Kirkendall now for Falls City. Kirkendall back into the lineup. She will replace Carly Dunkus, who saw a little action there momentarily. DeVita Garrett will inbound the pass. Gets it into Ahrens in the corner on the left side of the basket. Ahrens with the handoff finds Ayla Garrett. Ayla Garrett, no place to go with it. A cross-court pass to the far side. Long three from the right corner. It doesn't go, but a whistle and a push foul is going to be called on the Tigers on the far side. Wait for the official signal. The foul is going to be on Caitlin Kirkendall. On Caitlin, that is her first personal, and that's team foul number two on the Tigers. At the free throw line, Davida Garrett. She has 4 points on a pair of field goals. This is her first attempt from the line. First one is up and good. Davida ties the score now at 11 apiece with 5 minutes 42 seconds to play in the first half. Davida Garrett, second free throw is on the way. It's up and good. Got it. She's shooting three here, actually. That was a three-point attempt on which she was fouled, so she's got another shot coming. Davida Garrett, ready for her third attempt from the charity stripe. It's up, and it is in and out of there. Couldn't get the third one to fall. The rebound to Fall City. Coming down with that board was Kirkendall. Outlet pass up to Ava Armbruster. Into the corner, Izzy Armbruster. And no traveling is going to be called on the baseline corner. Caitlin Kirkendall couldn't get her feet set down there in the corner on the left side, and she's called for the travel. That turns the ball back over to the home-standing Conestoga Lady Cougars. They lead it 12-11 with 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Here's a little floating jump shot in the paint, up and good by Davida Garrett. Davida now with 8 points in the ballgame. Full-court pressure by the Cougars. Armbruster, Ava Armbruster struggling to get the ball up court. They throw it away. Fast break the other direction, stolen right back by Kirkendall. With the steal is Ashley Kirkendall. She got the ball back. Lady Tigers dodged the bullet there. Ava Armbruster is going to be fouled as she tried to drive the paint. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Cougars. The foul is on Grace Rodas. That is her second personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter. Delaney Godeman back into the lineup now, replacing Caitlin Kirkendall for Fall City. Delaney Godeman back onto the floor. 5 minutes to play in the first half. 14-11, Conestoga. Up by 3, Lady Tiger with the ball. Here's a steal. Ayla Garrett got the steal, brought it into forecourt, hands to Ahrens. Danny Ahrens on the dribble. Long 3 off the left side, doesn't go, and there for the rebound for Fall City is Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley, downcourt pass. Izzy Armbruster dribbles into the paint, goes to Vitas. Vitas tried to feed it across, pass is thrown away, fast break, 2-on-1. Left side, they bobbled the ball for a minute. Now a jump shot under the basket, up and off, no good. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Conestoga touched it last, battling down there for the ball. Says Ayla Garrett, and Fall City will get the basketball. Ava Armbruster is going to take a breather now. Caitlin Titus checks in to replace her on the floor for the Lady Tigers. 4:23 to play in the second quarter, 14-11. Conestoga leading Fall City by 3. Here's Vitash in the paint under the basket. Kicks it out to the corner. Long 3 is up and good from the baseline on the left side in the corner. We'll see who got that when she turns this way. Hitting that 3 down there was Delaney Godeman. Godeman with the 3. The other direction, driving way and up and good on the baseline is Davida Garrett. So Garrett, now in double figures, has 10 points. Here's a steal the other direction again, driving way and up, doesn't go. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Izzy Armbruster. On Izzy, her first personal, team foul number 3 on Fall City. That's going to send through the line Ayla Garrett. She'll be shooting 2 shots. She was shooting when it was put up. That's only the third team foul, but Ayla was trying to put up a shot as she was fouled. So Ayla Garrett, the sophomore, at the line to shoot 2 shots. The official having a little consultation now with Coach Andy Armbruster, not sure what we're discussing. Timeout taken on the floor by Fall City with 3:48 to play in the first half. 16-14, Conestoga up by 2. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman and Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmansFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3 minutes, 48 seconds to play in the first half here at Conestoga. 16-14, the Cougars on top. At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots are the Cougars. The first one is up and good. Got the roll. That one put in by Ayla Garrett, her first point of the night. She'll have a second shot coming here. That made it 17-14. The lead is 3. This shot is on the way up, and it is good also She got the lucky bounce on both of those and hit them both. 18-14. The lead is four now for Conestoga. Down court to the left side. They feed it into Armbruster. Izzy Armbruster got tied up and had the ball stolen away inside the paint. Fast break. The other direction comes Ayla Garrett. Ayla Garrett all the way in. Floater in the paint. She'll be fouled. And Ayla Garrett's going to be right back at the line where she just made a couple of free throws moments ago. This time the foul is going to be on Ashley Kirkendall. On Ashley, her first team foul, number four of the quarter. At the line, Ayla Garrett. Free throw is on the way up and good. She's now made three in a row. Has 3 points in the ballgame. Got another one coming here. 3:32 to go now in the first half. The lead is 5, 19-14 for Conestoga. Shot is on the way up. This one is off. No good. Couldn't get it. There for the rebound. The ball goes out of bounds off of Conestoga. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Checking back into the game here now is Davida Garrett. Davida has 10 points. She took a little breather, and she's back on the floor replacing Ayla Garrett. They're sisters, they tell me. Fall City having trouble with the full court press. They get it to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster, 10-foot jumper, right side, in and out. Rebound, try for putback, up and good. Getting the putback is Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall with 8 points now in the ballgame. She'll be at the free throw line where she'll be shooting the one shot. Ashley Kirkendall, a chance for the and one here. Still waiting for him to post that foul. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Kirkendall's free throw is up, and it is off, no good. A battle for the rebound. They fall to the floor. Apparently, now they put the foul up. That foul was on Melissa Batt, and that is her second a minute ago. Had a battle for the ball here. Went out of bounds off of Conestoga. Fall City gets the basketball. Lady Tigers inbounded. Ava Armbruster, three from the corner. Got it! It bounced around there for a minute, but she got it to go down. Armbruster with her first bucket of the night. Hits a three from the corner. Here's Danny Ahrens on the dribble for Conestoga. Setting it up here offensively. Ball nearly dribbled away. Handling it is Ahrens inside the paint. This is Garrett. Turnaround shot right side. Misses everything. Now they battle for the basketball. Fall City comes up with it. Titus in trouble. She's triple-teamed. Does a good job getting it out to Ava Armbruster. Down court it comes. In the paint. Bounced around back to Armbruster. Open look three. This one is off the rim. Bounced around. The rebound comes down to Ayla Garrett. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. We're all tied at 19 apiece. Danny Ahrens on the dribble. Ahrens lobs it inside the paint. Trying to move toward the basket. A whistle and a foul. Ayla Garrett wanted to go toward the hoop with it. And she is fouled. I think this is going to be the fifth foul of the quarter. The foul is on Izzy Armbruster. That'll be her second personal team foul, number five. So we'll be shooting two shots. Fifth team foul of the quarter. Shooting two for Conestoga. The first one is up and good. At the line, that's Ayla Garrett. She's now made 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. She'll have another shot coming here. Try to put her team up by 2. Second shot is up. It's good. 21-19 the score now. 2-point lead for Conestoga with 2 minutes, 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Armbruster to the top of the key. Izzy Armbruster pulls the trigger on a 3. Couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot. Kirkendall, it won't go. Rebound, follow shot. Kirkendall, still won't go. Tough going for Ashley Kirkendall. She had a couple of bunnies under there. Couldn't get either one of them to fall, and the rebound comes to Conestoga the other direction. Ayla Garrett feeds to the corner, driving layup. Offensive foul is going to be called on Davida Garrett. Davida picks up her second personal. Team foul number 5, but that's a player control foul, offensive foul, so we will not be shooting, even though that was the 15th foul of the quarter. All right, Fall City's basketball against full court pressure. Ashley Kirkendall inbounds it to Caitlin Titus. Back to Kirkendall now. Titus with the basketball. Kirkendall works it across the timeline. Into the corner left side. Godeman lost it, but it went off the foot of one of the Conestoga players, Davida Garrett. 21-19, Conestoga up by 2 with 1:42 to go here in the first half. Substituting in now for Conestoga, Olivia Poston into the ballgame. Poston replacing Davida Garrett. Between the rings at the top of the circle on the dribble is Ava Armbruster. Inside Kirkendall. Right left side jump shot is the Armbruster. whistle and a foul. We're going to put Izzy at the line where she'll be shooting two shots for Fall City. Foul is going to be called. Again, we're going to have to wait till they post it, if they post it. Here we go. On Teagles, her first. First free throw is up and good for Izzy Armbruster. That's her first point of the night. Makes it 21-20. Izzy could tie it with his second free throw. Armbruster, second shot is up. It's good. Nothing but nylon. We're tied at 21 apiece with a minute 35 to go in the first half. Conestoga with the basketball. Danny Ahrens on the dribble. Ahrens on the left side of the circle. Hands up between the rings. Top of the key. Ella Teagles with the ball. Teagles again to Ahrens. Baseline left side. Ayla Garrett. Underneath shot is up. Fight for the ball. It went out of bounds and touching it last down there with Delaney Godeman. So it'll stay with Conestoga. Back into the ballgame for Fall City comes Caitlin Kirkendall, replacing Delaney Godeman. Caitlin Kirkendall back onto the floor. A minute 16 to play in the first half. Tied at 21 apiece. Inbound pass. Shot is up and good on the right side. Getting that one down was Ella Teagles. Teagles with her first 2 points. And it's a 2-point lead for Conestoga once again, 23-21. Ava Armbruster with the basketball across court pass to Caitlin Titus. Titus takes a couple of dribbles between the rings at the top of the circle. Beats to the corner, baseline right side. Caitlin Kirkendall. Ball taken away with a steal. Fast break the other direction. Trying to go in for the driving layup. Shot is up and good. Getting that is Ella Teagles. Two shots in a row for Teagles. The lead is 4 now for Conestoga, 25-21. With 34 seconds to go here in the first half. Izzy Armbruster on the left wing. Beats to the corner. Down deep, baseline left side, Caitlin Kirkendall. Back to the top of the key, Ava Armbruster. Ava will reset the offense. Caitlin Titus, left wing, holds it deep. Ava Armbruster, baseline left side in the corner. In traffic, in the paint, follow-away shot, Kirkendall couldn't get it. Had her own rebound, now it's taken away and stolen. Now we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will favor the Tigers. Fall City will have the basketball with 9.3 seconds to play in the first half, down by 4. 25-21. Lady Tigers will inbound it in forecourt on the side. Back into the game, Delaney Godeman now replacing Caitlin Titus. Here's the inbound pass to Ava Armbruster. Izzy Armbruster with 5 seconds, 4 seconds. In the corner, underneath, shot Kirkendall up. It won't go, follow shot, put back won't go. A whistle and a foul. There's the buzzer, but we had a foul call before the buzzer. And at the free throw line will be Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley has 8 points. She could very easily have another 8. She's had several right underneath that just wouldn't drop for her. Here, Ashley Kirkendall with 8 points. She's 0 for 1 from the line, shooting 2 here. The first one is on the way up and good. Ashley Kirkendall hits that one. She's got 9. This one would put her in double figures. Looking to the basket, the senior, Ashley Kirkendall. Shot is up, off the back of the iron, does not go. And at the half, our score, 25-22, Conestoga up by 3. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back after this 2-minute break on KTMC.
Hi, I'm Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Sulzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair wants to remind you that January is National Blood Donor Month and wants to recognize the 3% of the U.S. population that donates blood each year. A blood transfusion occurs every 2 seconds in America, and a single donation can save multiple lives. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages those that are able to donate and help save a life. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City will keep your equipment running. 402-245-2908.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Conestoga High School. Our halftime score, the Lady Cougars 25, the Lady Tigers of Falls City 22. Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's look at the individual numbers. First for Conestoga, Davida Garrett leads the way. She has 10 points at halftime. 5 points at the half for Ayla Garrett. Grace Rodas with 4. Ella Teagle also with 4. And Alyssa Batt added 2 for their total of 25. From the free throw line, Conestoga hit 6 out of 9 attempts at the charity stripe. For the Falls City Tigers, 22 points at halftime, led by Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley with 9 points in the first half. Delaney Godeman has 6. 3 points for Ava Armbruster, 2 for Caitlin Kirkendall, and 2 for Izzy Armbruster for their total of 22. From the free throw line, Falls City made 3 out of 5 attempts at the free throw line. 22-25, our halftime score. After one quarter, Falls City led it by 1. 9-8, but now they trail by 3 here at the half. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. Community College, they're close to home, but far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, we're going to step aside and take a 2-minute break here, then we're going to update you with the latest weather forecast. I know everybody's anxiously awaiting to hear what this weather's going to do. We'll have the weather for you. Another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up at the half, 25-22, Conestoga leading the Falls City Lady Tigers. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
From Jake or Tasha Unconnect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Harring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is your Classic 8 station, KTNC Falls City, and weatherology meteorologist Michael Carter. Winter advisory will be in effect tonight, and a second winter advisory will go into effect Friday evening. We have a chance of snow this evening with a low around minus 2, and we'll have a north-northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. There's no snow Friday. Instead, we'll have mostly sunny skies and a high near 8, with a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Wind to say a northwest Friday night at 5 to 10 miles an hour, we have partly cloudy skies and a low around minus 14. Saturday, we'll only get up to 4 with sunny skies. Saturday night looks partly cloudy with a low around minus 4. Sunday, warms up to 29 with partly sunny skies. Sunday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 23. We have a slight chance of rain Monday and a high near 35. A lot more chances for rain Monday night. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents, American Family Insurance.
Now that's not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Falls City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Falls City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Falls City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Falls City, or send an email to dusty@fallscityfoods.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Conestoga High School. It's halftime. The Lady Cougars leading the Falls City Lady Tigers 25-22. And quite honestly, folks, this is a different looking Conestoga team than I saw back in December at the Weeping Water Holiday Tournament. HTRS pretty well handled this team. They are only 2-10 on the year. And Falls City Girls, well, they may not be playing their best basketball in the first half of this one, as they are down by 3 right now, 25-22. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We've got the boys' varsity game coming up later tonight here from Conestoga. Also, we want to remind you that tomorrow night, here on KTNC, the Pawnee City Indians are traveling to Falls City. They will face the Sacred Heart Irish at the Rural Activity Center. John Nixon will have the call for you of that one right here on KTNC. That is, of course, weather permitting, but supposedly this is a short-lived storm that's coming through tonight. It's supposed to clear out by tomorrow, and we should be good to go tomorrow night. The adventure is going to be getting home tonight. We hope that it'll let up here shortly. They told me a moment ago it was still snowing pretty hard here at Conestoga. They had a couple of inches of new snow on the ground when I got here around 3 o'clock this afternoon, so around 4 o'clock this afternoon, so lots of new snow to be out here blowing around. All right, we're ready to move to third quarter action. 25-22, Falls City down by 3. Conestoga will have the first possession. They play it in at midcourt, and it's stolen right away. Izzy Armbruster with the steal. Down court to Ava Armbruster on the fast break. Ava couldn't get the layup, has to clear back out and set the offense. Ava dribbles out between the rings, top of the circle, goes to the left side with a pass. Delaney back up across court pass. Izzy Armbruster, baseline, right side, down deep in the corner. Delaney Godeman, top of the key, setting it up. This is Ashley Kirkendall with the basketball. Now to the near side, Izzy Armbruster. Back to Ava Armbruster. In the corner, right side. No shot down there for Caitlin Kirkendall. Lob pass in the paint. In traffic, Armbruster feeds it underneath. Back to Ava in the corner. Left side, open look for three. Ava Armbruster over the top. Missed it all, and the rebound comes down to Conestoga. Into forecourt. Davida Garrett gives it up top to Danny Ahrens. Ahrens sets the offense as the point guard. There's a possession change. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors Fall City. Tie up on the far side. Lady Tigers get the basketball. Inbounding it, Ashley Kirkendall in backcourt on the far side. And Ava Armbruster. She's being pressured. Full court pressure now. Ava's trapped down there. Long down court pass. Oh, for a moment they had Kirkendall all alone underneath the basket. They were trying to get it to Ashley Kirkendall. The ball is tipped away. Goes up onto the stage here on the left end, and it'll belong to Fall City. Armbruster will inbound it. Ava Armbruster triggers it in baseline under her own basket. Into the corner, top of the circle to Izzy Armbruster. Back to Ava. Open look, three right side corner. Missed it all. Rebound pulled away by Davida Garrett. Davida Garrett, all that pass, Ayla Garrett. Ayla goes to Danny Ahrens, and Ahrens will set up their offense. Bounce pass, Ayla Garrett in the corner left side. In traffic, back and in, triple team, back to the top of the circle. Davida Garrett has it taken away by Kirkendall. Nice job defensively with the steal by Ashley Kirkendall down court to Armbruster. Long three from the corner left side, short off the front of the rim. That one put up by Delaney Godeman wouldn't go. The rebound down to Conestoga. 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Izzy Armbruster. That is her third personal. Team foul number one of the quarter on the Tigers. No score yet in the third quarter. We've played a minute and 45 seconds. 25-22. Izzy Armbruster comes out with her third personal, and the replacer is Caitlin Titus for the Lady Tigers. Waiting for the inbound pass under their own basket from Conestoga. They hand it off into the corner left side, driving in for a try for a lay-in, up and off, no good. The ball goes out of bounds. Blocked away by Fall City. The basketball will belong to Conestoga. Inbounding it in the corner on the right side of the basket, Davida Garrett under the basket, laying up off the glass, doesn't go. Follow shot, try for putback. It won't go. Ball is tipped around. Ava Armbruster with the rebound for Fall City. Ava pushes the ball down court. Bounce pass underneath, into the corner. Titus with an open look. Ava Armbruster passed up the three that time. Top of the circle, Kirkendall. Actually, Kirkendall backs into the baseline right side. Couldn't get there. Now back out onto the right corner. Handling the ball on the right side, Delaney Godeman. Into the corner, Titus on the baseline left side. Delaney Godeman, a cross-court pass, gets tipped away. It'll stay with Fall City. Ball was knocked out of bounds over there, and a good defensive effort by Ayla Garrett. Still no score here. We've played 2.5 minutes with no points scored in this third quarter. 25-22 was our halftime score. That's where we're at the 5:30 mark here of the third quarter. Delaney Godeman to the top of the key. The Kirkendall into the corner baseline. Here's another three on the way. Got it! Nailing the three from the corner is Ava Armbruster. You got to think those are going to start to fall eventually. Ball got tipped away out of bounds here. Wait a minute. They're going to say it substitutes in for Fall City. Emily Vitas checks in. Also into the game, Ella Teagles back in for Conestoga. The ball's going to belong to Fall City. After the turnover, Tigers will play it in under their own basket. Ashley Kirkendall gets it in. Ava Armbruster for three. Listen, bounces once, twice, got it. Ava Armbruster with back-to-back threes, shooting Fall City right back into this one. And suddenly, the Tigers from a three-point deficit to a three-point advantage. They're up 28-25, courtesy of a pair of three-pointers by Ava Armbruster. Here's a driving lay-in that's up and off, doesn't go. That shot put up by Davida Garrett, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. Fall City's basketball, top of the circle. Ava Armbruster, she's got the hot hand. She's hit two in a row from three-point range. Here's a driving lay-in, floater, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Caitlin Titus. And here come the Lady Tigers. 8 unanswered points. Timeout taken on the floor. Fall City up 30-25 with 4:28 to play in the third period. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dent has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dent Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dent Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Lady Tigers trailed by three at halftime. They have scored eight unanswered points to start this third quarter, and now they hold a 30-25 advantage with 4:28 to go in the third. Conestoga with the basketball and play is resumed. The inbound pass comes into DeVita Garrett. DeVita works all the way to the corner, hands to Ahrens. Danny Ahrens lobs into traffic, trying to move toward the basket is Alyssa Batt. She can't get it open look. Good defense there by the Tigers. Batt again on the baseline, moves toward the bucket. The ball got away out of bounds, and it went off the foot on the right side of DeVita Garrett. Fall City gets the ball back. 4:12 to go, third quarter. Lady Tigers now up by five. They trailed by three at halftime. Eight unanswered points to start this quarter. Down court it comes. Here comes Ava Armbruster. Oh, nice pass to the right side. Couldn't finish. Ava Armbruster found Delaney Godeman all alone on the baseline, and Delaney just couldn't finish it on the bunny underneath the basket. That could have been an easy two. There's a pass that's tipped away. Armbruster with the steal. That Ava Armbruster looking down court. Long down court pass to the corner. Left side baseline with it. Ashley Kirkendall. Jump shot 12 feet away. No. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Caitlin Titus. On Titus, that'll be her first personal. Second team foul of the quarter. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruni Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruni Implement Company, also serving you from five additional locations in northeast Kansas. Here comes Conestoga, down by five now, 30-25. 3.5 minutes to go. Here's a steal. Caitlin Titus, breakaway driving layup, is blocked away. Rebound, follow shot blocked away, and no foul on either call. Ball is loose, everybody after it. And they're going to say it went out of bounds, touch last by Conestoga, and it'll stay with Fall City. Wait a minute. No, they're going to say the ball now goes to Conestoga. I thought he had that wrong. He was saying one thing and pointing the other. 30-25. Boy, Fall City had a golden opportunity down there and came away empty-handed. 3 minutes, 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Lady Tigers with a five-point lead. Trying to drive the paint. Shot is up. Oh, the clock wasn't running. They forgot to start the clock. Nobody else noticed that but me. All right, now we've got a whistle on the baseline. And a foul is going to be called on Conestoga. It'll be Fall City's basketball. A foul on DeVita Garrett. Her third personal, first team foul of the quarter. Down court pass against the press. Down court to Delaney Godeman. Her pass is stolen away. Godeman with an ill-advised pass over the middle. Stolen easily. Now thrown the other way. We're going to have it over and back. Fall City comes up with the basketball. Now stolen, given right back. And stolen by Alyssa Batt. Back-to-back-to-back turnovers. And the ball finally ends up going out of bounds off the foot of Caitlin Titus. And it's going to belong to Conestoga. Like a pinball machine there for a little bit. The ball just all over the place. 30-25. Might I point out that Conestoga has not yet scored in this third quarter. It was 25-22. Here's a shot on the baseline up. They still haven't scored. Ava Armbruster almost lost the basketball against full court pressure. Armbruster down court across the timeline. Into the corner. Titus feeds it into traffic. Vitosh had the ball. In the paint. Little short jumper up and good. Delaney Godeman. Godeman now with 8 points in the ballgame, and the lead is seven. This is the biggest lead of the ballgame for either team. Fall City with a seven-point advantage, 32-25. Long three from the corner, doesn't go. Rebound Delaney Godeman. Delaney dribbles it up court herself, gets it safely across the timeline, and now comes to the near side to Ava Armbruster. Ashley Kirkendall in the corner on the left side. Kirkendall out to an open look for Titus for three. Bounces around, doesn't go. Here's a struggle for the rebound. Pulling the ball down is Ayla Garrett. A minute 43 to play here now in this third quarter. Still no points for Conestoga. They led 25-22 at halftime. It's now 32-25, a 10-0 run in this quarter for Fall City. Here's a driving layup that's up and off, no good. Rebound, Delaney Godeman. Outlet pass. Ava Armbruster. Ava Armbruster works to the corner on the left side of the basket. Holds the ball there for a moment. Now up to Ashley Kirkendall on the left wing. Between the rings, top of the circle to Godeman. Godeman across to Titus on the right wing. Titus holds the ball a minute. Ava Armbruster again to Godeman. Ashley Kirkendall, open look from 12 feet. Got it. Ashley Kirkendall in double figures now. Has 11 points in the ball game. 34-25. It's a 9-point lead. Ball is loose on the floor. Traveling is going to be called on Fall City. Well, a good job of getting in there to steal the ball by Vitosh, but she was falling to the floor in the process and will be called for the travel. Vitosh comes out of the ball game. Caitlin Kirkendall comes in now to replace Emily with 53 seconds to play in the quarter. 34-25. 9-point lead. It's a 12-0 run in this quarter thus far for Fall City. And now the Tigers get another steal. Ava Armbruster, they may want to slow it down and just play for one here and get to the quarter with a nice lead. Into the corner right side. Looks like they're going to come at it pretty aggressively. Left side baseline, Delaney Yodeman, ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Fall City. Back in comes Carly Dunkus into the lineup now. Dunkus checks in. She will replace Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley will take a little breather. 34 seconds to play in the quarter. 34-25. A 12-0 run in this quarter for the Lady Tigers. Let's see if they can maintain that goose egg for the quarter here for Conestoga. With the ball to the right side, Godeman feeds it to Dunkus for a long three. Put off the front of the rim. Carly had an open look, couldn't get it to fall. Fast break coming the other direction, driving, laying up and off. No good. Rebound. Dunkus comes down with it. A reach in, and I believe we're going to have a jump ball called. Possession arrow is going to stay with Conestoga. 12.7 seconds to go. The Lady Cougars have not scored in this period. Fall City's trying to keep it that way. Up by 9. Inbound the pass. Long 2 from the corner. Off no good. Rebound. Ava Armbruster. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Down court comes Armbruster. Armbruster to the top of the key. Dunkus puts it around. Here's a 3 from the right side. Off Titus. Doesn't go. There's a buzzer. And after 3 quarters, the Fall City Tigers lead it 34-25. A 12-0 run in that 3rd quarter. We'll take a 1-minute break. We'll be back in 60 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a big quarter there in that 3rd period for the Lady Tigers. They trailed at halftime 25-22. They reeled off 12 unanswered points in that 3rd quarter. They held Conestoga scoreless. Conestoga looking more like the 2-10 team that I saw back in December at the Weeping Water Tournament, as they were not able to score in that 3rd period. So now we move to the 4th quarter with Fall City up 34-25, a 9-point advantage for the Lady Tigers. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the Tigers to start this 4th quarter. They'll play it in, of course, at half court on the side. Fall City with the ball and a 9-point lead, 8 minutes to go in this one. Don't forget the boys' varsity game coming up after this. Ava Armbruster gets the inbound pass, goes to the right side, Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall, free throw line jump shot, couldn't hit it. Saved from going out of bounds and tipped back in by Caitlin Kirkendall, but it's grabbed up by Conestoga. Down court is Danny Ahrens. Into the corner, a long three, baseline left side, up off, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. chipped out of bounds on the baseline by Alyssa Batt for Conestoga. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Lady Tigers will have it. 7:35 to go in the ballgame. Fall City up by 9 here in the girls' varsity contest. Oh, here's a pass that's stolen away underneath. Easy shot off the glass, up and good for Ayla Garrett. Ayla Garrett with the first 2 points of the fourth quarter cuts the lead to 7. Fast break down court. Izzy Armbruster tries for a shot. No foul called. Izzy got hammered when she went up for the shot on the baseline. Rebound, Conestoga. Back the other direction. Aaron's in traffic. Is double teamed to the top of the circle. Rodas driving, laying up. No, it won't fall for it. Ball taken away. A jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow will stay with Conestoga. Good job battling in there by Ava Armbruster going after that. It'll be Conestoga's basketball. 7 minutes to play in the game. 7-point lead for Fall City. 34-27. Conestoga with the ball. Danny Aarons. There's a long down court pass. Going to go out of bounds. Over and back will be the call. Fall City will get the basketball. 6:53 to go. Lady Tigers ball. They have a 7-point lead and the basketball. The officials having a conversation here. Ashley Kirkendall will inbound it right in front of the Fall City bench. Gets it into Ava Armbruster. Ball is tipped away from Ava. It's loose on the floor, out of bounds. Ava's knocked to the floor here by Ayla Garrett, and they're going to give the ball over to Conestoga. Well, that's an unfortunate turn of events there as Ava Armbruster knocked to the floor and the ball got away. Conestoga will be awarded possession of the basketball. Coach Andy Armbruster not pleased very much with that call. Handling the ball, Ayla Garrett feeds it underneath in traffic, dribbling the ball around. It's loose. It's a foot race. Everybody after, picking it up in backcourt. Izzy Armbruster feeds it underneath. Shot off the glass, up and good. Getting the basket on the baseline. On the left side was Caitlin Kirkendall. She's got 4 points. Nice job underneath the bucket there for Caitlin to put that one down. Turnaround shot on the baseline on the other end doesn't go. And the rebound is taken down and cleared away by Fall City. Tigers down court to set things up. Ava Armbruster with the dribble. Armbruster works to the left wing now. Man-to-man defense, I think, now we've gone to with Conestoga. Skip pass across court. 10-foot jumper up and good. Caitlin Kirkendall, back-to-back baskets. Drop that one in. 38-27. Biggest lead yet for either team. An 11-point lead. Timeout on the floor. Conestoga. 5:47 to go in this one. Fall City up by 11. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back inside the gym here at Conestoga High School. We want to remind you that the presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play on this wintry January night at Conestoga. Aaron Wilson is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios on Stone Street in Fall City. Heavy snow falling outside is supposed to be tapering off any minute. That's what they keep promising us. We'll see. Back to live action. Conestoga with the basketball. 5:42 to go. Driving lay-in off the glass. Up and good. Moving to the bucket. That was Davida Garrett. Davida's in double figures with 12 points. Full court pressure now being applied by Conestoga. Ava Armbruster had the ball tipped away from her, but tipped away off the hands of Grace Rodas. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Here's the substitute back into the game. Ella Teagles checks in. Teagles in for Grace Rodas now. 5.5 minutes to play in this one. The lead is 9 for Fall City. All the way into the paint. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Conestoga. Fowler's going to be called on Davida Garrett. On Davida, that is her fourth personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Cougars. 5:25 to go here. Inbound to pass, top of the key. There's a three on the way. This often doesn't go, tipped around. Rebound, Fall City, try for follow shot. Put back up by Delaney Godeman. It won't go. Rebound, Conestoga. Fast break, other direction. Conestoga sets it up. There's a loose ball. Going to get over and back. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Lady Tigers will get the ball back. 5 minutes, 11 seconds to play in this girls varsity contest. Fall City up by 9, 38-29. Lady Tigers with the basketball. Isley Kirkendall inbounds it. Gets the ball right back from Caitlin Kirkendall. Ashley and Caitlin play catch with it out here on the left wing. Top of the key, Ava Armbruster. 5 minutes to play now. Really no hurry here for Fall City with a 9-point lead. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. A cross-court pass. Ava Armbruster for three. Came up short. They tried to save her from going out of bounds, but couldn't get there. And Conestoga will get the ball back. Fall City has not shot the ball all that well tonight. They've had some open looks at the basket, just couldn't get them to drop. Despite that, they still lead by 9 here, 38-29, with 4:47 to play in the basketball game. Here come the Lady Cougars on the attack. Danny Ahrens looks at a 2-3 zone now from Fall City. Pass to the left side to Ayla Garrett. Goes in the paint. Ball is taken away and stolen. Coming up with a steal. Delaney Godeman then stolen right back. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City after the steal was made by Grace Rodas. After Grace Rodas made the steal, we have a foul on the Tigers. The foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall. That is her second personal. Team foul number one of the quarter. Here's an inbound pass shot off the glass, up and good by Ayla Garrett. And Ayla Garrett has 9 points. And suddenly it's a 7-point ball game with 4:19 to play. Fall City breaks the press. Underneath, a nice speed shot is up and good by Caitlin Kirkendall. Give Armbruster credit for the assist on that one. She found Kirkendall camped out under the basket just waiting for the pass. She had time to autograph that one and score with it before the defense reacted. There's a driving layup in the paint with a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Tigers all over the floor. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Ashley Kirkendall. That is her third personal. And that will be team foul number two. At the free throw line, they're shooting two shots for Conestoga. The first one is up short off the front of the rim. Grace Rodas is at the line. She's now 0-for-2 from the free throw line, has 4 points. Caitlin Titus back into the lineup, replacing Caitlin Kirkendall. Caitlin's had the hot hand here, hitting a couple of baskets. Now Grace Rodas, her team down by 9, will try to get them back within 8 on this second free throw, and does. It's up and good. Grace Rodas hits 1 out of 2. She's got 5 points, and now it's an 8-point ball game. Here come the Tigers. Bounce pass underneath. Godeman with a shot that's blocked. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Delaney Godeman did a great job of staying with it. She's in double figures, has 10 points now. With 3:42 to go in the ballgame, the lead is back to 10 for the Tigers. On the left wing, Ayla Garrett. Ball is loose. Picked up. Godeman with the seal in backcourt. Godeman gives it up to Armbruster, and Ava Armbruster brings it into forecourt. You got to start to wonder, oh, here's a pass underneath. Had an open look. Ball is turned over. Got to start to wonder when it's time to slow things down here a little bit. Tigers with a 10-point lead and 3:15 to go. Maybe put the shot up a little earlier than they wanted to. Let's see who this one's going to be on. Foul's going to be called on Izzy Armbruster. That is her fourth personal. Team foul number three. Now Emily Vitash back into the lineup. Also Caitlin Kirkendall back onto the floor. Titus will take a breather. Somebody else has got to come out and take a breather. All right, also leaving the game is Delaney Godeman. At some point, you got to wonder if it's time to slow it down a little. You're up by 10, a little more than 3 minutes to play here. They could get a stop here and get possession. I wouldn't be surprised to see them. There's a long three that's up and off. No good. Ava Armbruster with a rebound. Down in a hurry comes Armbruster. Into the corner, right side. Izzy's going to take it. The three, got it. Izzy Armbruster nailed the three. She's got 5 now. And with 2:52 to go, the lead is 13 points. Tigers with a 13-point lead under 3 minutes to play. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Izzy Armbruster, and she just fouled out of the ball game. She hit that three just a moment ago, which was a huge three, and now she'll foul out of the game. She finishes tonight with 5 points, including the three that she hit just moments ago before the foul was called. So Izzy Armbruster fouls out of the ball game with 2 minutes, 48 seconds to play, and Fall City owning a 13-point lead. Coach Andy Armbruster now going up and down the line here trying to decide who goes back in. Looks like Carly Dunkus gets the call. Dunkus, 5'7 sophomore, comes onto the floor now for Fall City. Tigers need to play some defense here. 2:48 to play. 13-point lead into forecourt. Davida Garrett, right side. They tried to go to the corner and threw the ball away. Davida wasn't looking for the pass to give back from Grace Rodas, and they got away out of bounds. So now the Tigers, with 2:30, face full-court pressure. A 13-point lead. They get it across the timeline. Oh, they're going to take it. Mintosh puts a shot up. She will be fouled. I do a lot of refereeing here on the air, and I also do some coaching. I'd be slowing it down a little myself. At the free throw line now, Emily Vitosh. We're having fun with the Fall City fans seated around us. Timeout's going to be taken by Conestoga. 2:31 to play in the ball game. Fall City up by 13. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
The attorneys at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert & Dunn, LLC in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm seated in the back row of the bleachers here for the broadcast tonight, and I've got a small group of about 10 or 11 Fall City fans all around me. Tonight, folks, we find out who the real Tiger fans are. When they get out into this, they ought to give themselves an applause here. All right, our score is 45-32, the Fall City Lady Tigers. Boy, that big third quarter helped. They were down by three at halftime, 25-22. Scored 12 unanswered points in the third quarter to go up 34-25. And now with 2:31 left to play in the ballgame, Fall City up by 13. At the free throw line, shooting two shots will be Emily Vitosh. Emily has not scored yet tonight. She'll have two opportunities here at the free throw line. Emily Vitosh, a 5'7 senior, former next-door neighbor of mine back in Fall City. Free throw is on the way up. This one is just short off the front of the rim. Emily will have a second shot coming in. Remember, the boys' game coming up after this. Boys' varsity basketball following this one. Emily Vitosh, second free throw is up. This one is off. It doesn't go, and the lead remains at 13. Down very quickly comes Davida Garrett driving in. Garrett is going to be called for traveling. Oh, great job on defense by Emily Vitosh to tie Garrett up there, and she ended up traveling with the basketball. Now full court pressure being applied by Conestoga. Ashley Kirkendall dribbling it up court. Long down court pass comes to the right side. They give it up to Dunkus. Dunkus across to Ava Armbruster, right side. Oh, they're going to shoot it from the right side. The shot is up and off. No good. Put up by Caitlin Kirkendall. Fast break the other way. Ball got away. Well, the Tigers are being very kind to Conestoga, not sitting on the ball. Conestoga is returning the favor by throwing the ball away and having turnovers. So they're trying to help each other out here. Full-court pressure being applied. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Ashley Kirkendall across the timeline. Ava Armbruster. Ava's going to take the shot in the paint. That's up and off. No good. The Lady Tigers just keep firing away here. They've got a 13-point lead. A minute 48 to go. Fast break the other way, driving layup up and off, no good. Tigers get the rebound. Coming out of there with the basketball, Caitlin Kirkendall, Ava Armbruster. Ava Armbruster very patiently comes across the timeline and just waits for the defense to come out and chase her to the left side. Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall left wing. They're not going to come and get her while you just watch the clock run. Kirkendall between the rings, top of the key. Comes to Caitlin Kirkendall. Now with the dribble. Timeout's going to be taken Fall City. A minute 15 to play in the ballgame. Timeout Tigers, 45-32. Fall City up by 13. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman and Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, since taking this 45-32 lead, Fall City has given Conestoga four scoring opportunities. They've had four trips down the floor, and Conestoga has come up empty-handed on all four of those. Now we're down to a minute 15 to play here. 45-32, inbound the pass to Ava Armbruster. She's being pressured by Ayla Garrett. Armbruster got away from her, got it across the timeline. Armbruster almost lost a handle on it. Gives the ball off to Ashley Kirkendall, around the horn left side, Godeman. Back up to Ava Armbruster. Down by 13, probably fouling would be an exercise in futility here with less than a minute to play and you're down by 13. Caitlin Kirkendall hands it back up to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster being chased now near midcourt to the near elbow to Delaney Godeman. Godeman hands to Emily Vitosh. Back to Godeman. Turned over with the steal. Fast break, other direction. Laying off the glass, up and good by Grace Rodas. Rodas lays it in. Timeout's going to be taken. Conestoga with 34 seconds to play in the game. The lead is now down to 11, 45-34. We'll step aside, take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Conestoga High School. A cold, wintry January night here just west of Murray, Nebraska, along Highway 1. Highway 1, which I might point out a couple of hours ago, was not a good place to be. I drove up Highway 50 through Tecumseh and Syracuse. I turned east on Highway 1 to come to Murray, and it was not pleasant. Blowing snow, drifting snow, visibility down to about 100 yards. It was not good. Back around 4 o'clock. Here we go. 34 seconds to play in this one. Fall City with the basketball and the lead. Still in backcourt, trying to break this press. Ava Armbruster is going to have to hurry now. Got it across the timeline. Turned it over. It goes right back to Conestoga. And here comes Conestoga. Cougars, no, we're going to have traveling calls. Trying to get the shot off was Grace Rodas. Clock it down to 19 seconds now with an 11-point Fall City lead. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. The post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. We'll have a complete rundown of individual scoring for you. There's a whistle and a foul call on Grace Rodas, her third personal. Third team foul, not shooting, down to 16 seconds to go. And now Coach Mark Skiles is going to empty the bench here. He throws up the white flag and going to bring in all the subs. We'll try and pick up Olivia Lorette into the lineup. Lorette checks in. Try and pick up some of these other ball players. Olivia Poston on the floor. Isabel Boland is out there, along with Jacqueline Curtis. Down court, they break the press. Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall is going to dribble it out in the corner. I don't think they're going to come out and foul. Fall City fans starting to applaud. That's going to be your ball game. The final score tonight, the Fall City Lady Tigers 45 and the Conestoga Cougars 34. Stay with us. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame show after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
From Jake or Tasha on Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, the Lady Tigers get the win tonight, 45-34. Individual scoring for Conestoga. Davida Garrett led the way with 12 points. Adding 9 was Ayla Garrett. 7 for Grace Rodas, with 4 points was Ella Teagles, and Alyssa Batt added 2 for their total of 34. From the free throw line, Conestoga hit 7 out of 11. For the Falls City Tigers, 2 players in double figures. Ashley Kirkendall led the way with 11. Delaney Godeman right behind had 10. Ava Armbruster got 9 in the ballgame. 8 for Caitlin Kirkendall. 5 points tonight for Izzy Armbruster. And adding 2 was Caitlin Titus for Fall City's total of 45. From the free throw line, the Tigers made 3 out of 7. Score by quarters, Fall City led after 1, 9-8. They trailed by 3 at halftime, 25-22. Then put on that 12-0 run in the third quarter to take a 34-25 third quarter lead before coasting on out to a 45-34 win. With the win, the Lady Tigers improved their record to 6-7 on the year. The loss drops the Conestoga Cougars to 2-11 on the season. This postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, we're going to send it back to our KTNC studios. Aaron Wisdom's going to keep you entertained for about 10 or 12 minutes here. They're going to go fairly quickly. They want to keep these games moving along. So we'll be back in about, let's call it about 11 minutes with our pregame show for the boys' contest. We'll keep the line open here with you, Aaron, and send it back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.